Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to catch my drift running solo today. Good to have you on board. If you have any views or opinions on the content we cover today, 734-822-1600. Love to have your comments and questions if you have them. Not that I can answer anything, but love to have them. What we do every Saturday on The Drift is go over the news that I put on The Daily Drift. If you're not going to The Daily Drift, that's www.thedailydrift.com. You should be. It's the news you need to know. I peruse the internet so that you don't have to, and I put all the links right there so you can get yourself educated on what's happening in your state, around the globe, right here at home. So, dailydrift.com, make sure you're doing that. And you can catch a podcast of this show going back 4 years now on The Daily Drift as well. So it's up in the corner of The Drift, Common Sense Radio with me, Gary Wellings. So make sure you're going to that. Let's take care of our sponsor this half hour is The Rock Shop on Godfredson Road. It's cooling down outside. It's a great time to work on your front yard, your backyard, your patio areas. And The Rock Shop has the greatest selection of pavers, boulders, fountains, you name it. If you need it for your yard or patio area, they have it at The Rock Shop on Godfredson Road. You can see a lot of their stuff at their website, www.rock-shop, that's shoppe.com, and their phone number is 734-455-5560. The one thing they do that nobody else seems to do is they will teach you to install everything they sell for free, and that's great. So go see Marco and Helena Scapaticcia. They run The Rock Shop. They're conveniently located right off of M14 at Godfredson Road there, so just get off and go north, and you'll run into them. All right, so lots of news this week. Startling news yesterday, John Boehner stepping down. He's going to not only stop being the speaker, he's going to not retire from office at the end of October. So pretty amazing, big jump. The Pope is in town. We're going to talk a lot about the Pope here this morning, or this afternoon. And try and get to a couple other things, too, but we'll see. Your calls are welcome, as always. If you haven't caught what I've been saying, I do about a 10-20 minute show every morning on podcast, and you can reach that at Mixler.com or at the Drift Radio, dailydrift.com. You can see it. But I've been beating on the Pope a little bit, and maybe rightfully so, but I watched it yesterday when I got home from work, some of the video of the Pope coming around, and he was in New York, and he went to Madison Square Gardens, and it's kind of moving. It really is kind of moving. The one good thing I will say about his visit is it proves one thing and one thing very well. We are a Christian nation. Hello. If you saw the crowds of people in New York, it was crazy. Millions of people. And don't tell me they're all Catholics, because they're not. There are Christians there. I've heard there are a lot of atheists showing up just because they respect the man for whatever views they have or don't have with him. But it was kind of wonderful to see, and I was really almost moved to tears when the Pope went through Madison Square Gardens. He spent some time in his golf cart. He's older. He can't walk like he used to. And blessed a few of the sick children. You know, there was a Down syndrome son there who, you know, was obviously moved and hugged his father afterward. It was very moving. So it's nice to see, and I want to state that, you know what, he is a source of hope for millions and millions of people around the world. And I think here in this country, he's gotten such a great turnout because, you know what, we have hope. We are Christians. We believe in doing things to help others. That's who we are as a nation. That's who we are as a people. And for anyone to say bad things about Christians, let's use this as an opportunity in this country to stop bashing Christians for crying out loud. You know, for the federal government, to the bakers, to the people who have their own beliefs and whatnot, let's stop beating up on Christians, please. Barack Obama, please stop beating up on Christians. Don't be the complete hypocrite that you are on a daily basis. But the hypocrisy goes with the Pope as well. And I kind of let him have it this week, and I'm going to let him have it again today, too, because, you know, as much as I can respect the Pope for being a man of God and for believing in faith and that sort of thing, I expected him to be a little more fair in his trip here. He addressed Congress, and one of the things he talked about was abolishing the death penalty in this country, that those states that still have the death penalty, they should be getting rid of the death penalty. And that's all well and good for somebody to say. But at the same time, that Pope addressed Congress, stood on a dais next to Barack Obama, and had the perfect chance to say, I love life, we should all respect life, we shouldn't be funding abortions. That would have been a slap in the face of Obama, I'm sure, but it's a chance the Pope had to talk about the lives of 55 million babies who have been killed since 73, Roe v. Wade, and he did nothing. That would have helped. You know, if the Republicans are asking, it was Boehner who asked the Pope to come talk to Congress. You know, maybe it was there. Why didn't this get spoken about? I have a lot of respect for the Pope, but I can't respect a man who won't stand up for his own values in front of a guy like Barack Hussein Obama. You know, Barack Hussein Obama is threatening to veto the entire federal budget and shut the government down if we don't spend $500 million to fund Planned Parenthood. The baby killers. Pope, why wouldn't you say something about the baby killers? It mortified me to see that. He had the opportunity. He did nothing. He also talked about immigration and how we're not treating immigrants as well as we should be. Listen to me. Pope Francis, the United States takes in more immigrants than any other country in the world. And that's the legal ones. We also treat our illegal aliens better than any other country in the world. You illegally walk into Mexico, you're going to jail, and a nasty prison it will be. Our illegal immigrants here, they get medical care at the emergency rooms, they get housing, they get food, they get taken care of better than anywhere else in the world. So it's hypocritical for the Pope to come here and chastise us as the United States of America for not taking care of his pilgrims, as he calls them. They're immigrants. We take a lot of them in. We took 250,000 Muslim immigrants in last year alone, and we're talking about taking more of them in. So it's hypocritical, sorry. Thinking of the doctors, right? Hippocratic oath. Anyways, It's not right for him to be chastised. I take offense at that, Pope Francis. I really do. We do more than any other country on the planet for immigration. And let's face it, the Vatican, a palace. He lives in a palace. Has the Vatican taken in any immigrants? Probably not. Have they paid for any immigrants? Probably not. Have they shipped any Christian immigrants from around the world that are in danger, that are being slaughtered by ISIS? Probably not. But maybe you should think about doing that and spending some of the billions of dollars that Catholicism has stored up in the Vatican. So hypocrisy is something that's really coming out of this visit from the Pope for me. Let's take a quick call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Gary. Let me preface this by saying I am a Catholic. I saw a meme on Facebook that says, you are the only Bible some non-believers will see. You got to lead by example. And the Pope is, frankly, unfortunately, doing a bad job of leading by example. And like I said, being a Catholic, we look up to the Pope, but he's only a man, and I bow to no man. Some seem to worship the Church and or the Pope rather than God, especially the Democrats who can use this communist Pope's words to further their own, not God's, agenda. Francis shows over and over he's more concerned with his liberal leftist political agenda than anything else.
Yeah. It's if you're going to lead by example, it takes more than driving around in a Fiat instead of a giant Suburban or a giant limousine. And frankly, let's face it, that little Fiat has probably got more armor on it than you can shake a stick at. I'm sure it's not getting much better gas mileage than any Cadillac. And there's probably a ton of money's been spent on that little Fiat as well. So, you know, and then flying the giant jet from New York to Philadelphia, to me, was hypocritical. Why didn't he just take the Marine One? Why didn't the president lend him the chopper It would have been cheaper on gas. It would have been quicker. It would have been a lot less hassle for the Pope and all the security. I don't understand why. And then you have to make the Pope climb those stairs by himself. I watched that pathetically. Didn't anybody offer to carry his bag for him? Looks like we lost Joe there. So it is a lot of hypocrisy, and you got to look at it. One of the other things that he talked about when he talked to Congress was pushing the climate scam. Okay, I'm tired of the climate scam. This is one thing I don't believe the Pope should be looking at, because number one, he's just misinformed. Okay, 17 years, no global warming here. Stop. Enough of the global warming nonsense. You green weenies, if you want to believe that nonsense, go ahead. Al Gore said we would have no ice in the Arctic by 2015. Dead wrong. Okay, so just stop. And frankly, don't chastise the United States for not doing enough when it comes to global warming or global. You know, here's a fact. Climate change does exist. Climate change has been happening on this planet for 4.5 billion years. CO2 levels have been ragingly higher than they are right now in the past, due to for whatever reasons, volcanic, sun activity, whatever you want. There is a correlation, but there is no causal effect of CO2. And the CO2 levels now are nowhere near as high as they have been in the past. So this whole climate change business is a scam put on by people like Al Gore and George Soros to try and redistribute wealth, not to the poor, but to other rich people, and hammer us in the middle class for doing it. That's complete nonsense. Well, let's go into, we got a couple of calls here. I'll take one before we move on. Who is this? This is Ken from Livonia on line one. Line three. There we go. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I had come across a quote by William Tyndale having to do with the authority of the Pope. And Tyndale made a comment. He said that St. Peter sat in the chair of Jesus, and that meant that the doctrine of St. Peter was that of Jesus Christ. Then he went on, he said, but the Pope, and this applies to any man who sits in the papacy, he said the Pope sits in the chair of the devil. And Tyndale's point was that the papacy draws itself, as far as its authority, from non-scriptural sources, that the papacy teaches doctrine that can't be supported by Scripture. And so when I see the Pope attending Congress, there again, it reminds me of what I've said before, that the office of the papacy is the Antichrist.
All right, well, that's bold. I don't know if I'll agree completely with that, but
it's a strong view that great churchmen in the past, Martin Luther, William Tyndale, John Calvin, and many, many others, identify the Roman papacy as the Antichrist, because when you study Scripture and the description of the Antichrist, such as he has to come out of the church, when you examine the doctrine of the papacy against Scripture, he's the Antichrist, or the office of the papacy is clearly the Antichrist.
Yeah, well, I don't know that I agree with that, Ken, but that's okay. It's nice to know that. I always appreciate your calls because they do bring a completely different perspective to it, and I'm always happy to hear that. So, but great call. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it.
Take care.
You too. Okay, so it's, again, it goes to the hypocrisy, you know, and as Ken was saying, you know, let's face it, he's not the hand of God, or maybe he is the spokesperson for God, but he's elected by all the other bishops. He's not appointed by God. He's elected by men like you and I. And when we talk about climate change, it's totally hypocritical, because you know what? Nobody on this planet has done more to clean this planet than the United States of America. Having been born in the 60s, I spent a lot of time on the Detroit River as a kid. And I remember a day when you would row on the river and you couldn't see an inch into that water. It was brown. It was filthy. There was human waste in the water. I remember seeing two dead bodies in the water. There were tar balls in the water. The Detroit River in the late 60s, early 70s was a disaster. But by the time I graduated high school in 1982, the river had turned blue. The filth was gone. It was clean. You could see many feet into that river. That's what cleanup, you know, the Indian with the tear in his eye, you know, the bottle laws, the cleanup. America found its conscience and has cleaned up. And we've put rules and regulations, some say too many of them, into place. The United States is clean compared to the rest of the world. We've done our share. You want to come to the United States and tell us we need to do more? Go to China. Tell China to do more. Tell India to do more. We are clean. We're an industrialized society. We may produce more and consume more, but you know what? We're clean here. We've done our job. And you do a disservice to the planet by putting rules and regulations into effect here that drive business and industry overseas. Because if it goes over there, it's going to pollute more than it will pollute here. And this is a globe. Anything that happens in pollution in China will make its way here eventually. So we don't need more EPA rules and regulations. We've done enough. We're good where we are. Doesn't mean we can't do more down the road, finding better solar panels, finding better ways to get wind turbine and hydroelectric electricity projects going. I'm not saying don't do that. But don't jam more regulations on us that just ship industry overseas. That's not helping the country, and it's certainly not helping the planet by any stretch of the imagination. Let's take a call from, who do we got on line one there? Joe's back. Joe, we lost you.
Yeah, apparently my cell went out right when you were trying to go to me. Let me preface what I was about to say with I'm a Catholic. And I saw a meme on Facebook that says, the only Bible some non-believers will see is you. Lead by example. Unfortunately, the only example some people get of a Catholic is Nancy Pelosi. And you were absolutely right. The Pope blew his chance to get a lot of eyeballs of some non-believers that were watching and could have talked about and should have talked about abortion. And Ken was right, and you were right, that he's just a man. And I bow to no man. Some seem to worship the church and or the Pope rather than God, and especially these Democrats who can use this communist Pope's words to further their own, not God's agenda.
Yeah. Well, here's the other part that bothers me, Joe, is, you know what? The Vatican is right there in Italy. It's so close to the Middle East where Christians are being slaughtered. You know, hundreds of years ago, the Pope sent the Templars to the Middle East to save Christianity and to save those people and to protect those people. This Vatican has done nothing, absolutely nothing, to save the Christians who are being slaughtered in the Middle East. The Vatican has lots of money. They've got very deep pockets. I'm not asking priests to go over there and fight the ISIS and the Al-Qaeda and everybody else. But I'm asking, put some funding in it. He should have sat in Congress and said, we need to go to the Middle East, put our foot down, save those Christians from being slaughtered, and bomb the heck out of those violent Muslims who are slaughtering people. Because it's not just Christians they're slaughtering. They're slaughtering other Muslims as well. And the Pope did not do that. The Pope should be standing up because, you know, if he doesn't stop this violent extremism with this Muslim ideology in the Middle East right now, they're going to be in Italy before you know it.
Yep. Well, for most people, their faith helps shape their politics. But with a leftist, a liberal, a Democrat, a socialist, a communist, it's exactly the opposite. Liberals hold dear and true to their politics and twist their faith to fit their worldview. And unfortunately, Francis shows that he's doing the same.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate the comments as always. Take care. All right, let's take a call from Mike in Ann Arbor. Mike, welcome to the show.
Calm down, Gary. You're going to have a stroke.
No, you know what? I don't think my heart hardly raises a beat anymore, Mike. I've gotten used to this.
Well, first of all, to Ken, I'd like to say one thing. The Catholic Church, I'm a Roman Catholic. The Catholic Church is not the seat of the Antichrist. Let's get that out of there, okay? I know Ken likes to rail against the Catholic Church, but the Catholic Church itself is not the seat or the mother of the Antichrist. You know, that's a bunch of malarkey that's out there. As far as the Pope is concerned, I'm disappointed in Francis. First of all, yes, he's a leftist. I believe he's a communist. And to be honest with you, he's a disgrace to the Catholic Church. He had the perfect opportunity in front of Obama, in front of the whole world, to talk about abortion,
yes,
to talk about Planned Parenthood, to talk about the Christians being slaughtered in the Middle East, to talk about all sorts of things, and climate change is the last thing in the world he should have talked about.
Absolutely.
From that standpoint, he is a total disgrace to the Catholic Church. He is a total disgrace to popes like Pope John Paul II. As far as I'm concerned, to throw him out of the Catholic Church, to run him out of Vatican would be my choice. The same with Obama. On another topic, Mr. Boehner.
Yeah.
Thank God that Mr. Boehner is leaving. And to the gentleman that used that defended him on his radio show, Mr. Bill Bennett, Mr. Bennett, if some callers call Bennett who listen to your show, I hope that Mitch McConnell is the next one to go. Period. Boehner, it's been long overdue for this man to leave. He has destroyed the Republican Party. I'm no longer a Republican. I'm an independent. I will join the Republican Party if they can get rid of McConnell and then give us a fresh chance. But Mr. Boehner, please, no one's going to miss you. Don't let the door hit you as you leave.
Yeah, and we're gonna hit him really hard after the top of the hour here, or bottom of the hour. So, but great. Well, Mike, if you have some comments further on that, make sure you call me back in the second half hour.
Sure.
All right,
sure.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, let's take a call from, do we have no one? Nope, nobody's there yet. Okay, so Mike's right. I mean, it was a perfect chance, and he missed it. And I'm frankly very disappointed that Pope Francis wouldn't. If you really cared about human life, you would have said something about the slaughtering, the murder of babies in the womb, and the selling of their parts like a common commodity. That's a disgrace that this country bears, that Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi bear, and it's a shame and a disgrace that the Pope wouldn't point that out to him for whatever political reasons he had. In fact, the Pope sat with Barack Obama in the Rose Garden there, and they had their little... Derek, you got track one. This is Barack Obama showing his total hypocrisy when it comes to religious freedom. You got that one ready? Play it.
You remind us that people are only truly free when they can practice their faith freely. Here in the United States, we cherish religious liberty. It was the basis for so much of what brought us together.
All right, so there you go. Now, number one, that's Barack Obama in full taqiya mode, because I believe he's a Muslim. I don't care what anybody says. He can say he's a Christian. He's not. But how hypocritical can he be when he says that? How about the bakers who are forced to pay fines now because they wanted to practice their religion and not participate in a gay wedding? It doesn't make them bad people, but that was their religion. How about that clerk in Kentucky who went to jail because she didn't want to go against her conscience and her faith to sign marriage certificates for gay couples? Now, you didn't have to throw her in jail. But we certainly are not free, Barack Obama. You're forcing the little sisters of poverty to go ahead and pay for things that they don't believe in. But there's no freedom of religion here in this country under you, Mr. Obama. None at all. You're a hypocrite, if not worse. And I do believe that you are a Muslim, and I do believe that that's what's happening in this country. Do we have time for another phone call there, Derek, before? Let's take a call from John, line three. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, you guys. Hey, listen, everybody. That first Pope that didn't stay on when he was sick, like Pope John Paul, you guys have played on your show with Dave Janda. This other fellow came on, a priest. He didn't take off for that reason. There was a warrant for his arrest in Canada because when King George and the Queen, they saw all the Indians in Canadian land, They had the Roman Catholics come in, and that Pope, it split. They built churches and schools, and then they kind of like with the Indians here, the blankets and everything got them sick. And there's mass graves, and then they made all their money on the timber industry that way because they got rid of all the children and the adults were all old, so it didn't matter. And that's factual. Well, then this Pope, I hear that they replaced him with, was back in Argentina. He had a lot of money before he was a Pope, and he would was in alcohol and drugs, and he was a womanizer, and he was a bouncer. And so this guy's not really of the faith. He found God. He's more political and a left-leaning agenda, kind of in the the caller before you had said, Ken.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
that way.
He's certainly not.
And Obama's not Muslim.
Yeah.
But he is Muslim. You look him up, Obama's gold ring, and it shows him wearing it forever, and it says...
Right. Well, thanks for the call, John. Hold on. We're going into hard break. Thanks for the call, John. Call us again later on. All right. We'll talk to you.
Yeah.
All right. That's the end of the half hour. We'll see you on the other side.
People are always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham! Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham! For intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham! Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. The city of brotherly love welcomes Pope Francis with love and humor.
This is a city that would change its name to Francisville today.
Archbishop of Philadelphia Charles Chepiew speaking at Mass earlier today with the Pope. This afternoon, Pope Francis will speak to crowds in front of Independence Hall, the topic religious freedom and immigration. Another case of U.S. military equipment falling into enemy hands.
A U.S. trained Syrian rebel commander said he surrendered ammunition to Jabhat al-Nusra in exchange for safe passage through Syria.
Fox News reporter John Huddy in Jerusalem. The Pentagon has been considering arming even more Syrian rebels, but events like this may scuttle that plan. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Summer is the best time to get your landscaping projects done. Call the Rock Shop on Gottfredson Road at 734-455-5560. The Rock Shop is ready to help you design and complete your garden and landscape dreams. With a large selection of garden sculptures, fountains, rock walls, and pavers, your dreams can become a reality that will improve your home's value. As always, the Rock Shop will teach you to install everything they sell for free. Call 734-455-5560. And don't forget to visit the Rock Count Room and check out a wide variety of unique gifts. See the website at www.rock-shop, that's shoppe.com. The Rock Shop is conveniently located on Gottfredson Road at M14. Call 734-455-5560.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. And let's take our sponsor this half hour is Dr. Travis Sterner Family Dental. Enhance your health and your smile through the science and art of dentistry. 156 Barker Road in Whitmore Lake, so it's conveniently located between Ann Arbor and Brighton. If you haven't changed dentists in a while, maybe you want to. Or if you're not happy with your dentist, call Dr. Travis Sterner, 734-449-2081, or you can go to sternerfamilydental.com. That's Sterner, S-T-E-R-N-E-R, familydental.com. 734-449-2081. Your oral health is important. Make sure you're going to the dentist twice a year. There you go. Now I feel like my mom. Okay, so we're talking about a little bit with the Pope, and we're going to finish this off and get to John Boehner. We'll take a call from Walter in Belleville. Walter, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, it's your black brother from another mother one more time.
Love to have you, Walter. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing fine. It's been a little while, but I tell you what, I just had to call in because I heard you and your great callers, man, coming out like it is, telling the Pope, calling the Pope out and John Boehner and the rest of those lying crooks for what they really are. You know, I've warned about John Boehner years ago. I think when he first became Speaker of the House, I went to a tea party in Ypsilanti, and I warned those people about him because I knew we were in trouble with that clown when he started playing golf with Barack Obama. That was an early indication that he was a crook right there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's the problem with John Boehner. I think, well, let's finish with the Pope first, Walter, because you hit the last thing that I wanted to say about the Pope was he went to Cuba before he came here, and he didn't say anything bad about communism, even though communism has probably put more people into poverty and in the grave than any other political system. And yet he comes to America and rails about capitalism. And frankly, I'm offended when people say capitalism is bad. Is it fair? Maybe not as fair as it would be, but it's as fair as you're going to get in this realistic world, you know?
You know, that's right. And you know what? Your show is one of the few I've heard where your callers and yourself especially, man, just come right out with all barrels and not beating around the bush, including, I would even say, some of the national talk shows like Rush Limbaugh and all the ones that we know, you know, the conservative Sean Hannity. It's like they're walking on eggshells when they talk about the Pope. And first of all, I would call him unholy father because there's no, I don't think there's an ounce of holiness in him. I think he's a plant. I think he came over here and showed his true colors when he promoted Barack Obama and the Democratic Party and their policies. And by the way, two big devils were kind of like promoting each other. He was promoting Barack Obama and the devil, and the devil, the Pope, was promoting Barack Obama and likewise. They were promoting each other and their policies. I think he's a plant. He's a fraud, fake, and a phony.
Yeah, he's a socialist. You know, I like to call him the first socialist pope or the first communist pope, whatever you want to call him. You know, God bless him. He's a man. He's given a big chunk of his life to the church or whatever. But you know what? He's a hypocrite. If you're living in a giant palace and you're not out there bringing the poor in to sleep with you in the palace there, then you're not doing your job either. You know, you really want, take those white robes off and just put on he's the Pope. He can do anything he wants. Put on a black robe like all the other regular priests and show you're one of the guys. You know,
yeah,
take that Pope,
take that Mickey Mouse head off. You need to take that Mickey Mouse head off too, yeah, and go somewhere and hide, you know,
yeah,
as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to be around the bush with him. I have a little fun talking about it.
Yeah,
you need to take that white Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan looking robe and hat and go somewhere and hat too far. I was saying this man is a fraud and it's time for people because this man, I doubt if he claims to be a Christian. That man's got enough Christianity to last to the midnight, to noon snack, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for me, it was not saying anything about the slaughtering of babies in this country and not saying anything about the slaughtering of Christians just around the corner from him in the Mediterranean in Syria. If you didn't speak up about either one of those, you're not helping fund or take care of the rescuing of those people or stopping the slaughter of them, you're a hypocrite. And don't talk to me about Mr. Pope until you take care and speak up about those two things. Don't talk to me about capitalism when you can't save other Christians.
And by the way, he's boring as they come because I feel like Rip Van Winkle went to sleep for 100 years and finally woke up after he got through talking because he put me to sleep just that long because he's boring. And it's amazing how the masses of people, the same way they're going to be when the Antichrist comes. The Bible says that he's going to be speaking, doing signs and wonders. I doubt if the Pope does signs and wonders, but just speaking great words, you know, to appeal to the crowds. And I'm just watching all nationalities showing up to even look at this guy, even get their first glimpse of him. I'm like, this guy is, what is wrong with these people? These people are crazy. But, you know, John Boehner, let me just say this real quick before I go. That man should have been gone a long time ago. Back to him. He's, like I said, this man, and what in the devil's hell was he up there crying for?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I think the reason you have so many people showing up to see the Pope is because it's the same reason people are looking for Donald Trump. They're starving to death for spiritualism. They're starving to death for patriotism. And so they go to see the Pope hoping for something, to see this man hoping. And yet, you know, they're probably even looking past the fact that he's a complete hypocrite. I know I am. I was moved when I saw him bless the sick children. That's always very moving to see that. And the kids were obviously affected, and the parents certainly were affected by it. But you know what? People are starving to death in this country for spirituality. They're starving for patriotism. And that's what's making people flock to see the Pope. That's what's making people flock to support Donald Trump. It's that simple.
Yeah, if a person, a real Christian would have showed up with all that pompous stuff behind them and all that, they probably would have stayed at home because a lot of them saying people don't want to hear the real, straightforward, hellfire, brimstone truth about their own lives and about the crooked devil they got in the White House.
Yeah.
That we got in the White House right now.
Exactly. Well, thanks, Walter.
Great flyer.
Great comments as always. I love having you call in.
All right, guys. Take care now.
Take care, Walter. Okay, so John Boehner, out of office, and I guess if there's one good thing that came out of the Pope coming to town, John Boehner said after he spoke with the Pope, he's been thinking about it a long time, finally made the decision to get out, make his announcement after talking to the Pope. So I guess we can thank Pope Francis for doing one good thing there. He helped John Boehner move along and get on up. Unfortunately, you got to be careful, and this I wanted to say this to Mike earlier, be careful what you wish for, because now that Boehner is gone, there are reports, and Ted Cruz is on this, saying that John Boehner has cut some deals with Nancy Pelosi, leader of the Democratic Party, to continue funding some of President Barack Obama's most controversial measures, which include funding the Obama administration for the rest of its tenure, funding Obamacare, funding executive amnesty, and funding Planned Parenthood, and to fund the implementation of the Iranian nuke deal. So do we know that this has happened? And it'll be interesting to watch if John Boehner moves into a lobby position or a position on Wall Street or somewhere else. He's not going to just disappear. He may take a nice long vacation to the Bahamas. But I can guarantee you, you haven't seen the last of John Boehner. He's going into the fold, behind the robes, and he's going to be working deals somewhere else, making a ton of dough, influence peddling. You watch, that's what's going to happen. But I can tell you right now, there's a shady deal. They're talking about, is it Kevin McCarthy would be the guy that's most likely to succeed John Boehner. And Kevin McCarthy is a deal maker. His friends are all the big billionaires in the high-tech industry out there in Silicon Valley. So, you got to be careful what you wish for. We may end up with somebody who's even more crooked, who's even more of a deal maker and more of a progressive than what John Boehner is. And that's a scary proposition. What people need to do is get on those phones and hammer the phone lines and talk to your congressman, that includes Tim Walberg and our, and say, hey, who are you supporting? Are you supporting a true conservative, or are you supporting somebody who's just another progressive deal maker who's going to not stand up to the Democrats and Barack Hussein Obama? Derek, let's go into a break, and when we come back, we're going to hit some other tracks and hear from Ted Cruz about this Iran deal. Nobody says it clearer than Ted Cruz. See you on the other side.
It's time for This American Voice with Theron, brought to you by A&H Lawn Service. Now here's Theron.
Barack Hussein Obama most recently invited an Islamist bomb maker to the White House. Are you shocked? Amazed? Terrified? Amused? What? For real, a 14-year-old Muslim boy whose father has a long history of being an anti-American Muslim agitator took apart a digital clock and wired the circuit board and other bomb-like parts together to exactly resemble, for all intent and purpose, a bomb. It even ticked like a bomb. He placed the pseudo-bomb in an attaché case, making in essence a countdown trigger for a lifelike suitcase nuke. He then took the device to school, showing several teachers his fake bomb. This resulted in police getting involved. The Council for American Islamic Relations, a Muslim Brotherhood front group, was quick to vilify anyone that pointed out that the Muslim kid had essentially committed a test-run terrorist act. A kid chewing a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun was labeled a terrorist. Why not the Muslim chewing a clock into the shape of a ticking realistic bomb? This is straight-up pushback against if you see something, say something. The bomb maker will be a guest at the White House. Is this the hope and change you voted for, Mr. and Mrs. America?
A&H Lawn Service in Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. They've been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991, including landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. They have the professional experience you can count on. Call 734-429-5778 and see how their business can help your business, or visit ahlawncare.com.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around, At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Yo, daddy-o, they're inviting you to hang out with me as we strap on a level 7 musical buzz with the finest radio to be had in all the land. It is the Bone Conduction Music Show. Join me for the wig-singing rock, the hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial-strength rhythm and blues. It's the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drifts. We're going to play Ted Cruz talking about possible side deal that Boehner may have cut to help this Iranian nuke deal get supported by Congress as he left office or as he's leaving office. Let's go with that track from Ted Cruz.
This Iranian nuclear deal is catastrophic. It is the single greatest national security threat facing America. It's worth remembering that if this deal goes through, we know to an absolute certainty people will die. Americans will die, Israelis will die, Europeans will die. If Senate Democrats decide that party loyalty matters more than national security, and if Republican leadership decides that a show vote is more important than stopping this deal, then the single most important issue in 2016 will be stopping Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. And any commander-in-chief worthy of defending this nation should be prepared to stand up on January 20th, 2017 and rip to shreds this catastrophic deal.
Well, there you go. Well, let's take a call from Mike in Ann Arbor who wants to talk a little bit about Boehner. Mike, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. Listen, you know, when you have Nancy Pelosi and you have Harry Reid crying, basically crying that that Boehner is leaving, that tells us exactly how bad the Republican Party is. I'm not worried about Kevin McCarthy because I'll tell you the reason why. There's going to be a vote for a new speaker. And this is going to be a vote that's going to put every Republican on the spot. This is an opportunity for everybody who wants to get rid of the garbage in the Republican Party to say, okay, we see exactly how you're voting. You vote in McCarthy, and McCarthy is a slime ball. He is nothing more than a slime ball, just like Boehner. If you vote in McCarthy, then every single Republican in Congress is on the line that voted for him. And it's not a fait accompli that McCarthy is going to win. This is going to be an important vote. This is an important situation as far as we are concerned, because this is an opportunity to show the establishment you're not safe anymore.
I hope you're right, Mike. Gosh, I hope you're right.
I think I'm going to tell you something. They are scared. The Republicans are scared in Congress. This is a monumental moment. This is a turning point for this party and for those people. And Mr. Wahlberg, this is a warning shot to you out there. You vote for McCarthy, you may not win your seat the next time around. And to be honest with you, Gary, I see no difference between most of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party.
That's true.
I see very little, if any, difference.
I'll agree 100%. I'm so tired. I will not give a dime to the Republican Party anymore. I look at each candidate that I like or don't like and make my decision on whether they're going to get money, time, or effort from me on that basis. And I would encourage all people, don't give a dime to the National Republican Party. When that stuff comes in the mail, throw it in the garbage, because whoever's running the establishment of the GOP, they're worthless. Don't give them a dime.
Gary, don't throw it in the garbage. You know what you do? You send right a little message and mail it right back to them. You don't throw it in the, let them know exactly how you feel, that money is not going to come to them, and express yourself. Period.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's a good opportunity.
Bye.
Well, great. Thanks, Mike. All right, so let's take a look at what Nancy. Now, Matt played this last hour, but it's only a minute long. Let's play this. This is Nancy Pelosi talking about John Boehner leaving and talking about the shutdown. Already trying to force the media to put the blame on the Republicans for a shutdown. Go ahead and play that.
With all due respect for the speaker and his announcement, we still have to stop their actions in shutting down government. Opportunity for a clean, continuing resolution is an absolute necessity. Speaker announcing his resignation. That resignation of the Speaker is a stark indication of the disarray of the House Republicans. A demonstration of their obsession with shutting down government at the expense of women's health, and a sign of the failure of the House Republicans to be willing to engage in dialogue.
All right. Code word. Women's health is code word for murdering babies. Nancy Pelosi, murdering babies. All those women's health issues put out by Planned Parenthood, you should be able to get through Obamacare, right? You're giving $500 million to Planned Parenthood to slaughter babies in the womb and sell off their body parts like a butcher store. It's amazing how this woman can live with herself. I can tell you one thing, Nancy. You won't be going to the pearly gates. You're going down. Elevator down, baby, because all you're doing is slaughtering young children, babies. It's perfectly okay for you, Nancy? You feel that way? Well, you know, let's take a look at a shutdown. What happened with sequestration? Did anybody really get hurt by sequestration? Barack Obama spent more money shutting down the national parks in a political ploy to get media coverage. That was the only thing that happened with sequestration. It helped the national debt. That's what it did. What's wrong with the government shutdown? Let me tell you something. Use this analogy. If you've ever used a car, a lawnmower, a blender, a vacuum, and you plug it in or you turn it on and the engine races uncontrollably, what do? You shut it down. You turn it off. Because if you don't, it burns up. It breaks and becomes irreparable. When something is out of control, like the spending in the United States government, you shut it down. There's nothing wrong with a shutdown. The military will still get paid. Social Security checks will still go out. But it's time to take a better look. And here's, somebody call me and explain to me. I thought budgets were funded, not defunded. Has our congressman gotten so bloody lazy that they just take last year's budget and add 3% and go ahead and pass it? Is that what they're doing? You're not doing your job, Congressman, if that's what you're doing to do a budget for the United States government. You shouldn't be defunding. They're not entitled to that money. It's not a matter of defunding Planned Parenthood. They don't automatically get that money. They're not entitled to it. You need to take a look and say, do we want to give money to baby killers this month or not? The Republicans need to stop being afraid of a shutdown. And get out on the news and talk to people and say, listen, we're funding the entire government except for Planned Parenthood. And if Barack Obama and the Democrats want to filibuster it or veto it, then it's them shutting it down. And I expect to hear my congressman and every other congressman speaking up about that. Break that budget into 12, 30, whatever number of appropriations you have, and you send them one at a time to Barack Obama and the Democrats in the Senate and let them look at it. No, there's no funding for Planned Parenthood. No, it's not, because that's for the military. We're not doing Planned Parenthood in that one. Are you going to pass it or veto it? Let him veto 12 appropriation bills. And each time you go on the news and say, Barack Obama doesn't want to pay the military because he wants $500 million for the baby killers. Stand up for yourself, Congressman. Do something. You're spending $500 million of our money to baby killers. Does that sound terrible? It should sound terrible. I'm as angry about this as I can possibly be, and I want you to get out and put your congressmen and your senators' numbers into your cell phone. Call them on your way to work. Call them on your way home from work. Email them. Yeah, you can't email them directly. You got to fill out that bloody form to get hold of Senator Peters and Stabenow. But send it. Fill their boxes up. Keep those phone lines so cringed up that they know the next time they come up for election, if they don't pay attention, they're going down. And you got to use these words. I'm actively going to campaign against you. You get a few thousand messages like that on their machine, it will change their mind because they're selfish, they're self-centered, they want their paycheck, they want their position of power in Washington. And if you threaten to remove them, they will then and only then pay attention to what you're saying. It's up to each of us to do that. Well, let's move on. We're getting close to the end. There was a track four, Derek. I want to move on to Hillary Clinton because she made a very important. There was two things that happened this week that nobody seems to be talking about because of the Pope and because of John Boehner. President Xi Jinping came into town from China, and he met with all the billionaires in Silicon Valley, and he met with President Obama, of course, and they actually put up shielding around the front of the White House so that either the protesters couldn't see the Chinese president come in, or he didn't want the Chinese president seeing that he's so weak he would allow protesters outside the White House. I don't know what it was. But the other one was Hillary Clinton made her statement on the Keystone Pipeline. And union guys, working men and women of the United States of America, pay attention. Hillary Clinton is now against the Keystone Pipeline. Go ahead and roll that, Derek.
Hillary Clinton says she opposes building the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline. Clinton made the announcement Tuesday after years of pressure from environmentalists to oppose the project. Since declaring her candidacy for president earlier this year, Clinton had refused to state a position on the project, saying that her previous involvement with the issue while at Foggy Bottom means she should not wade into it. Clinton said because it would fight climate change, she therefore opposes it.
Fighting? What is this fighting climate change? We've been fighting climate change for what? A couple of thousand years of our existence on this planet? The climate's been changing for 4.1 billion years. Stop using the bloody word climate change. Go back to global warming if you're trying to make any sense at all out of your argument. But Hillary Clinton is against building a pipeline. She's against creating thousands of jobs before, during, and after the building of the pipeline. And union guys, this is thousands of welding jobs, steel jobs, electrical jobs. These are thousands of union jobs. These won't be non-union jobs. All you guys that hate the right to work people, these are union jobs. And so if you're a steel worker and a welder, you ought to be so up in arms against the Democratic Party right now because this is big money for you, man. This is huge money, and you're dropping it because you support Barack Obama. Because you support an idiot like Bernie Sanders, and you support an idiot like Hillary Clinton. You know, you follow the money. That oil will still flow. It's going to flow to China, and the oil that does flow into the U.S. is going on railroads, owned by, guess who, one of the biggest contributors to Hillary Clinton? Warren Buffett. Okay, so there's always money involved here. But Hillary Clinton is not worthy. We haven't even gotten into the emails. But here you go. On economics and work and creation of jobs, Hillary Clinton just said no to thousands of jobs in the United States. So remember that. Okay, until next week, go to the dailydrift.com. Stay informed and get on the phones and call your congressmen and senators. See you next week.